Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Mem Beis. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Teis Derei Masechta Teis. Begins the words of the Gemara. Of a nice new Lutech HaKara, but he could put it into a plate. Teis comes to explain the classic question regarding what's called Iru, regarding pouring from a Kli Rishon. Is that have the halachic status as a Kli Rishon and then it's Mavashal, or like a Kli Sheni, which is generally not Mavashal, which Mishnah taught a halacha that the frying pan, the pot that was removed hot from the fire, you know, put spices in it. But you could put it in a plate or into the serving pot. Tai says, Mahacha lekalamedik, from these words in the Mishnah, you cannot infer the iruka klisheni, that pouring from a kli rishon is only like a secondary vessel. And what would be the inference? Mediktani, from the fact that the Mishnah says, Leitin lotecha tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices into the frying pan. Leshman revusa, we didn't say a bigger chiddush. Forget about putting the spices into the frying pan itself, which is a Kli Rishon, but it removed the fire. Say a filish le'ara, that you not even pour from the frying pan, al hakara, on the plate, shetavel metecha, that the spices are inside of it, which, that would be irui. So obviously, from the fact that we didn't say that's forbidden, is because irui is like a Kli Sheni. So it tells you, no, because the adrab, to the contrary, duk me say, if you can infer from the second half of the Mishnah's halacha, the opposite way. Because the Ketanya, the Mishnah says, "Avo nice no techakara," but you could put the spices into a cliche and into a plate. Now, v'loy Ketanya, and the Mishnah doesn't say ma'ara ala kara shetav matecha, that you could pour from the kli rishon, from the hot plate into the plate that the spices are inside of it. It just says you could put the spice into the plate, but you can't pour it onto the plate which the spices are inside of it, which that would be iru. So that infers, obviously, Iri is Usr. So therefore, you cannot be Medai from our Mishnah either way, because one inference makes it sound like it's like a Kli Sheni, and the second inference makes it sound like it's like a Kli Rishon. So you can't infer from our Mishnah. But that brings up the whole topic. What is the Halach of Iri? So Tay said, Rabbeinu Shmuel may be Rai. He brings a proof. The Iri Kli Sheni, pouring from a Kli Rishon, is because there's the actual primary pot itself, putting something inside of it, and there's the primary Kli Sheni putting something in it. What's the Halach of pouring from a Kli Rishon? He says it's like a Kli Sheni. What's the proof? For the fact that we rule that in general, when you have one thing pouring into another thing, the bottom thing is the stronger one. So therefore, when you're pouring from a hot thing into something cold, which is what Iri Kli Rishon is, we say the bottom one, which is the cold one, is the more powerful one. Therefore, we consider it as a Kli Sheni, which is what you're pouring it into, and not as a Kli Rishon, which you're pouring it from, because the bottom one is the primary. But Lari Nira, he disagrees. He says, no, the Iri Kli Rishon, the pouring from a Kli Rishon, has a halachic status of cooking like a Kli Rishon. Well, maybe Rai brings a proof. Bezvachim perik damachat is the Gemara, and Zvachim that Sadikim Abayz brings the following brisa. The brisa is discussing regarding a earthenware vessel which you cooked kachem in. So it says that an earthenware vessel, asher tevushal bay, which was cooked in it, one has to break because it has inside of it absorptions of leftovers of a carbon, which is nicer. So says the brisa, ainli elisha bishal bay, I only know if you cooked in the pot, ira letoichai reseich menet, how do you know if you poured into it from a hot pot of kachem, which is irui? How do you know that's also going to have to break? Tamalema, that's what it says, Asher Tevushal, but you show me that which you cooked and it has to break, which extra terminology to tell you that even Irui. So it says the Ri, Alma Yusi, the Iru Chashim Avashal, that even pouring from a Kli Rishon is also considered cooking. Moreover, Taisa says, Ubishalmi Perikira. We've seen the Yerushalmi and Perikira going on our Mishnah of that you could put spice into a plate or into a serving platter. But the Yerushalmi has the following question. What's the halacha? Can you put spices on the bottom in that plate? The leris alei milmala and pour from the Kli Rishon onto that. Exactly the question that we're discussing. Is it a Kli Rishon and forbidden, or is it a Kli Sheni and permitted? Shabiyeinu Amar Asa, he says forbidden. Because the Yerika Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon is like a Kli Rishon. And Chelid Rabiyeinu min Hada. And what's the strength of Rabiyeinu's opinion? Is from this Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. That says, Echad Shabishal Bay, whether you cooked in it, Echad Shir L'Teicha Rizeich, or you poured from a hot pot into it, either one, you see, it's going to make it forbidden. Obviously, either Iri is Kli Rishon, like like was the Raya of the Rabbeinu Shmuel. However, B'doch Reb Yisi, which is actually the Raya of the Ri, which that you see that Iri is Kli Rishon. B'doch Reb Yisi rejects this. He says, no, Taman over there is Kli Cheres, and the Beis HaMikdash was by earthenware vessel. That Boileia, that absorbs. So therefore, yeah, even Iri is going to be problematic. Tavlin ain't a mispashal, but a spice does not cook, and therefore Iri is going to be like a Kli Sheni. That Heshav Reb Yisi Brabain, he says, wait a second, how could you say that? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, says Minayin should be clean the chayishes kinder. The same halacha applies even by a copper vessel, not just by earthenware. Tamaloyim, because it says in the pasuk, "Min beklinei chayshes b'shal." The same halacha is over there regarding of what do you do when you have prohibited absorptions. It says, and if it's cooked in copper, then you do something else. You don't have to break it. Then you do hagalam. But one thing is, therefore, islan lamei beklinei chayshes bala. We're going to say that that's why it's just like earthenware that absorbs bitmiya. No, it doesn't absorb. Obviously, pirish al yidei irui, that when you're pouring from something else, emeinu mevashal, it doesn't cook lebala. It's not going to absorb. So therefore, it says Taisus Amad the Basik, we see that Yerushalmi concludes, like the Ri, the Iri Kekli Rishon, that the pouring is like a Kli Rishon, like this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which supported from the way the Ri said from the Gemara in Zvachim, that Iri is the same thing as a Kli Rishon. So we have Rabbi Nishmul, it says like a Kli Sheni, the Ri says like a Kli Rishon, but Taisus actually concludes, in Iri, it seems the Iri lo have a Kli Rishon, no. Pouring is not like a cleavishin, but like a cleavishin, not like a cleavishin. Ella, mavashu, could they cleave, but somewhere in the middle, it cooks a peel's worth of what you're pouring it onto. What's the proof? The kaimel and kishmul, because we rule like shmul, like Rabbeinu Shmul brought, that is the amatata gava, we say the thing on the bottom is the stronger one, the tani kava say bekid seven, because you have a brisa, says like, psachim navayim vamed aleph, yet, mikom okim, still, mavashu, could they cleave, although he holds the bottom one is the stronger, we see that he holds it does cook at least a peel's worth of the thing on the bottom. Kadama Hassan, the Gemara says over the Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel. If a Brisa says like Shmuel, which is Brisa says Chamla Teichson, pouring hot into cold, Oitzelun Teichson or cold into cold, Medichi wash it off. So you see the bottom one is the primary. On that part, the Gemara asks Chamla Teichson, when you're pouring hot into cold, what do you mean? Even if we say the bottom one is primary, but Admiyakeli Bala, when it weighs down in it, it at least is going to absorb something. So Leim, the Gemara means it to say you're right. Chamla Teichson in Koylof, when it's hot into cold, you have to peel off a peel's worth. When it's cold to cold, then you wash it off. But one thing we see that even according to Shmuel, as we, the Brisa supports in the Tatar Gava, he agrees that by pouring from a Kli Rishon, it does cook at least a peel's worth. So too, it sounds like from the end of Mesach Zavayt Zara, the Amar Ukva, he says, someone buys a large, huge pot, commercial pot from a non-Jew, and he has to do Haggala. He has to purify it, he has to kasher it, because of all the prohibited absorptions from the non-Jew. Now, think this is a very big pot. You can't do a gola. You can't put it into a hot tub. It's so big itself. So what do? A hadulei gedanfa, what you do is that you surround the edge of the pot with dough, and then you fill up the pot from the inside with boiling hot water until it bubbles over to the top, and it's going to be able to get even kosher the top because you have this new wall you made out of dough on the top. So it could go ahead and kosher the whole pot. Umasik, and the Gemara concludes, how does this work? The way it absorbs, that's how you get out the absorptions, which is just like it absorbed with sparks, meaning the top of the pot. The reason why you have to put it into another pot is because you have to get the top. And when you put it, you do it from the inside, it's only going to get the inside. But how does it go ahead and absorb on the top of the pot? When it bubbles over, when it has the sparks, it bubbles over to the top. Oh, so therefore, you could get out those absorptions when it bubbles up on the top, and you can make sure it gets to the top by making this new wall of dough on the top. But proves Taisus v'i'iri k'kli rishon. Now, if pouring from a kli rishon onto something else was like a kli rishon itself, so my iri mishum debala b'netzaitis, why do you have to say the reason why this operation works is because it only absorbed by sparks, by when it splashes on it. Afila bala b'li gemur, why, even if it had a complete absorption in a regular way, Pala ben nitzaitzes, you still get come out by this operation of nitzaitzes. Shu iru, because what is nitzaitzes? It's when you're pouring from the cleavishin, which is inside, onto and splashing onto the outer walls. And you tell me iru is ki cleavishin. Alavadi, rather, it's obvious that limavashla like a cleaver, but no, it only cooks like a peel's worth. And therefore, the Gemara had to say kabbal karpotai, because if it had a complete absorption, it would not be piled the iser by just spraying on it. Because Iri is only Kedei Klipa, and here had a full absorption, if it would be like that. And therefore, you have to say that, no, it's only Baileya Benetzai, therefore, Plita of this Iri helps also. Now, moreover, says Taisus, based on this, Vim Iri Reischem Al-Tan Negelis. If someone went and poured boiling hot water on the chicken because they wanted to remove the feathers from it before they salted the chicken, Shichei Klipa, then you have to take off a peel's worth of the chicken, because now it's cooked with the blood inside of it because you didn't do Malichi yet. And like we said, the pouring of the hot water, which is Iri, cooks a peel's worth, which is treif, and they have to take that off. Now, so it says Taisus, a klisha teshmisha de Iri. Now, a vessel which is usually utilized by pouring hot stuff onto it, kugan karas, like plates, you take from the klishon on the fire and you pour on your spoon onto that, you take onto that plate, you pour it in. So yochalagil adeira, you could do hagala, which is to kasher it by pouring hot water onto it, because like this concept, the kabbalah kachpolte, how it absorb, which is through iri. So then they could also get it out through iri. Of a kleishin is possible issa, but a vessel which you cooked prohibited things in it itself as a kleishin. Then we said loisagilagil adeira, it's not going to help to kasher it. To purge it through Irik, like we said, because Irik only works to the klipa, and when it's regular cooked as a klirishin, it goes through and through. Now, but then Taisa says, what do you do at the end of the last parak, in the last parak of Adizar, in the Vayin Dalma base? Dorosh Rava, he gave a drasha, he expounded, the Nova Arsache, that a person heats up the wine press from a non-Jew, where if he heats it up with hot water, that could purge it from the Yayin Nesach, which is the non-Jews' wine inside of it. Now, the problem is, V'hasa Mestama, they would presume that the Haggalah was done al-Di'ir, by pouring hot water into the wine press, because a very large wine press, you cannot put that into a hot pot of boiling hot water. Problem is, that Iri is, obviously, you see, it's like a Klirishin, because that's how would you purge the prohibited element from inside of it. So there's no shan there's different, because the Eisen Nava Lebal de Reseich. That wine press did not absorb the Yayin Nesach, the non-kosher wine, through hot wine. Rather, it was just sitting there, the cold wine. So therefore, Ir is going to help, even though it only goes a peel's worth. But you're right, if it would absorb through like hot Klirishin, then you're right, Hagol would not help through Ir, because like we said, that's not like a bona fide Klirishin. So Taisa had an opinion of Rashbam, that the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that Iri is like a klisheni. The Ri that said Iri is like a klirishin. And the conclusion of Taisa is that someone in the middle, it's not like a klirishin, not like a klisheni. Rather, cooks kade klipa. But yeah, where the blias were not through hot, but rather through cold, like by the Ayin Nesach, then it would help to purge it even through Iri. So next, Taisa the Mask says, begins with the words of the Gemara, L'chol kaderis reischis hunaisen. For every hot pot, you could give it. Which Taisa comes to explain that Rabbi Yehuda did not permit to put in a klirishin that's not on the fire, only, as we'll see, regarding spices. And that is the Mishnah had this machlikas. Tanagama said that the hot frying pan that you took off from the fire, you're not put spices in it. It's still considered a klirishin. But you can put the spices when it's in a klishen, you like a plate. Yehuda says, and these are the words he says, L'chol hu naisen, chutz midavish shishmechemetz tzitzin. The Gemara has a question. Is he going to ration? Is he being lenient? And that is, he permits spices to be put in even the klirishin, except for that which has chemetz tzitzir. And the Gemara concludes like that option, that yes, even the klirishin, as long as off the fire, you're allowed to put spices unless if it had vinegar or fish broth. Now, Taisa comes to explain, near it would seem, the davka betavlin polik, but he's only disagreeing with the Tanakhama regarding spices. That he permits to put spices, even the klirishin, or that as long as it's off the fire, because that needs to be cooked a lot, and there it's not going to cook even in the klirishin that's off the fire. It says this, but other things might be the klirishin mavashal. He agrees that a primary vessel cooks av kshirim al, or even when it's taken off the fire, he was only disagreeing regarding spices, not regarding, let's say, like a raw vegetable and stuff like that. Then next Tzitz Demasal says, begins the words of the Gemara, v'hainu d'Rav Nachman. Tzitz comes to explain that Allah is like the second version, and that you are allowed to put salt even in the klirishin as long as it's off of the fire. That is, as mentioned before, the Mishnah brought down this halacha of the spices that you cannot put in the klirishin, but you're allowed to put in the klisheni. Now the Gemara brings a revisa thought to say that salt is like spices, that a klirishin it cooks and a klirishin it doesn't cook. And that Rabbi said to him, no, Rabbi Echia taught a brisa that salt is not like spices, meaning that it even cooks in the klisheni, which according to that version, that brisa disagrees with Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, no, salt is so hard to cook, it like meat of an ox, that it has to be in the klirishin on the fire. That was the first version. Second version said, no, that what Abaye said to him, that Reb Chiya said, salt's not like spices, that is, even in the klirishin it doesn't cook. It's only when it's on the fire. Oh, according to that version, that's exactly like what Rav Nachman said, that tzarch milcha bishula kibisa detur. So Taisa says, near it seemed, the afla pirish akunjus, that even according to Rashi, what he says in Masech Tzchulim, Shapirish, that he explains, the b'chol makum dekalishin depligi, whenever you have two different versions that have machlekes in the Gemara, like here. That b'shal teira, halakha acham achma, when it's regarding biblical law, we go after the stringent interpretation. B'shal seif from halakha acharein, and regarding rabbinic law, you go after the second interpretation. Now here, regarding cooking salt on Shabbos, is the biblical violation regarding bishal. So seemingly we should go after the stringent interpretation, and that you can't put salt even in the klisheni. And says teis lor bein etam, even according to bein etam, that he said b'shal seif from halakha acharein, that regarding rabbinic law, Only there do we go to the lenient interpretation. And the chin l'riva. Shapir Shetty explains, Shabachal Malkum, whatever you have, Ikad da Amri Tavu l'gabi Lashon Rishon Shu Ikar, the second interpretation is secondary, is not the primary. And rather, the primary is the first interpretation, which that's the primary. And based on that, we should rule like the Lishna Kama that now puts salt even the Klicheni. But still, says Taisis, even with all these three different Rishainim, Hach over here, they would all agree halacha kalishna basra. Halacha would be like the second version that you're allowed to put salt even the kli rishon as long as it's not on the fire itself. Why would they all agree over here? Because the lishna come according to the first version, polik b'risa d'rib chiyad rav Nachman. The b'risa b'chi is disagreeing with rav Nachman. Well, lishna basra hain rav Nachman according to the second version is exactly like rav Nachman, and therefore it's more logical to explain the b'risa of rav chiyad like it's going like rav Nachman than to say that it disagrees with rav Nachman. Based on this, says Taisus, Pasuk Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel ruled, Shemot Alosin Melech, Betavish B'Shabbos, you're allowed to put salt in a cooked dish on Shabbos, Afilu B'Kli Rishon, Shavim in there, even if it's on the pot itself, as long as it's removed from the fire, like the second version. But says Taisus, Amach Mekalish Nakam, whoever is stringent like the first version, Elisha Leilitin Melech B'Kara, cause Mashiach, this leads the boy not to put salt in a plate, as long as it's still hot, which is the boiling point, Tavu Lebracha, blessing will come unto him, which even in the cliche, like the first version, that not to go ahead and put salt, that is a person, such a person is blessed. The next test of Maslis begins the words of Gemara, Vim nisnu mebo'idyoim. Now, if it's potter from before Shabbos, then mutter is going to be permitted. Shabbos can explain, actually, it's even like a tchila that you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah said that, and I'll put a vessel beneath a lamp to accept the oil, but if it's potter before Shabbos, it's permitted. So he says, the halashon, this wording that if it was put from before Shabbos, which sounds like it's only after the fact, not initially, it's dachik, it's contrived, because the havalei meimid, really the word should have said, avim b'oyim noisnen, that before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it, because even like a tchil, there's no problem about doing it, it's not after the fact, it's even initially, it's only a problem on Shabbos itself. So next test, the master test begins the words of the Gemara, ve'ein noisnen mimen, you now have benefit from it, why? Because it's not considered prepared. So he comes to explain that a Mishnah could even be going like Reb Shimon, who doesn't generally hold of, quote, the broad expansive interpretation of Mukta. And it's talking about, for example, where he's having benefit from the oil when the lamp is still lit. That is, the Mishnah said, this halacha the Taz is discussing, that the oil that drips from the lamp on Shabbos into the vessel, you don't have benefit from it, because it's not considered prepared, because it was asa, because it was mukta from the lamp. Now Taz says, Ikala ukma krib shimon. You could even say it's going like a shimon. Although the matam meisa shemet shemen there, he says the leftover oil in the lamp is permitted. If it's permitted, so va'ein noisin diktani hacha. So then why are we saying that you can't have benefit from the oil over here that drips out? Oh, hainu calls matcha daily, because our Mishnah, if it's going like a shimon, is talking about as long as the lamp is still lit. Oh, the mukta machmas mitzvah, when it's considered set aside because of the mitzvah that's being done with this lamp, which is the Neir Shabbos, ma'idib shimon shimon agrees that then it is considered mukta. Like the Gemara says later on, that ein muktzah b'shemen shemen does not hold of the halachas of muktzah, el shemen shemen ner, only the oil in the lamp b'shashu delik when it's lit. And the reason is hayav huktzah mitzvah, since it's considered set aside for its mitzvah, huktzah lisuri is considered separate in its prohibited status. Now, but Taisa qualifies, b'lo shemen ner mamish kama. This is saying that when it's lit, Reb Shimon says the oil is forbidden. It doesn't mean taking it from the lamp itself. That he also that would be forbidden besides the laws of Mukta. That would be problem with Shemachab because it's considered extinguishing a flame. Like the Gemara says in Beidav Chabez Marav, I'm stopping my men, if you use the oil in the lamp, it's like as if you're extinguishing, you're making it go in earlier. It'll claim it rather what the Mishnah would be saying is Shemen Hamataftav Minaner. Our Mishnah means the oil that's dripping from the lamp when it's lit, and then even if the oil is not inside of it, Shimon hold it's going to be forbidden because of Huktzel Mitzvasai, then it's going to be forbidden. Now, Taz just points out that tilted on their atzma. Now, moving of the lamp itself, ain lesser mitam the hooked to mitzvah. That's not considered, according to Reb Shimon, forbidden because it's considered designated for the mitzvah purpose of the Ner Shabbos. Why? Because v'le asal taltalay. The only reason why you're not allowed to move the lamp is for a different reason, not because of hooked to mitzvah. Ain lesser mitam the hooked to mitzvah. Like we said, it's not going to be forbidden because it's separated from the mitzvah. Because v'le asal taltalay Reb Shimon nas the basal davar asur. You only can't move it because it's considered as a platform for a prohibited thing. It's supporting a prohibited thing, which is the oil. Because like the Gemara said later on, at the end of the paragraph of Memzayim and Alf, Hanach l'ner shem the basila, leave alone the lamp of the oil and the wick, however, nasa bustled of us, they become a secondary to the prohibited thing, which is the flame. Because the Torah says, "Matam dohuk mitzvah," because this regarding why don't you say why does it have to be buses? Like it's only because of the platform. Why don't you say the lamp itself was set aside for the mitzvah? So the Torah says, "No, because of that lohay asal tal, they wouldn't be forbidden to move it." She'im bitl mitzvah b'mashem atal, like it's not a nullification of mitzvah if you move the lamp; it's still going to be lit. It's only if you have benefit from the oil, not for the mitzvah purpose, which that's nullifying the mitzvah of hadlokas neiros haShabbos. Then it's considered a problem of hukta mitzvah, but moving the lamp is only a problem because of a bus. The next Tais, the Master Tais, begins with the words of the Gemara, even though the sages say, Yinal Rapot. Tais comes to explain, why did the Tana say that Yinal put a vessel beneath the Tarnagoylis, and not the case of the Mishnah, the Ner? Meaning, the Gemara is going the words of Rechizda, that even though the sages said, Yinal put a vessel beneath the chicken to get the egg, but you're allowed to go ahead and put a vessel to cover the egg that it shouldn't break. Now Tais bothered, if he's going on the words of the sages, which obviously he's alluding to the words of the Mishnah, then why does Rav Chisda pick the case of underneath a chicken? As Taisa asks, Ein neisni kli tachas haner. You're not allowed to put a vessel beneath the lamp, except the oil level of the lamp. That's what he should have said, because that's not what that's the case of the Mishnah. But kli l'kabobaya, this about putting a vessel beneath the chicken to get the egg, that's only inferred from the halacha of the Mishnah. Why is he picking this of, even though it's not put the bowl beneath the egg, or it's not that, what they say was regarding the oil. Says Tais Ella, rather it's because Meshum de Beilim, since he wants to say the second half of a statement, Aba Koyfa likely that you're allowed to put the bowl on top of the egg that it shouldn't break, which that's only applicable by the case of the chicken, not by the lamb. So therefore, Nukah Bey, therefore, says the case of the egg, but yeah, it's really referring to the halacha of the Mishnah, and it's referring to the same thing would apply with the case of a chicken and an egg. Continuing next, Tais the Master Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Hatzala She'ina Mitsuya Lahitira. They didn't permit a saving something that's not so common. Which Tais comes to explain, what is it that he didn't permit when it's Hatzala Shein Mitzuyah? Machlik is Rashi in Taisis. The Gemara brought from Rav Chisda, that even though they say not put a kli beneath the chicken to get to catch the egg, but you're allowed to put the bowl on top of the egg that it shouldn't break. And the Rabbi says, what's the reason of Rav Chisda? Says, because this about a chicken laying an egg in the garbage dump, which people walk over there. So that's considered that's common for them to do. But it's not common for a chicken to lay an egg on an incline. So regarding putting the bowl to cover the egg in the garbage dump that people shouldn't step in it, that's considered Hatzala Mitzuyah. So there, the sage is permitted to take the vessel, even though it's for something that it's Dabash Ein Anitel, which we generally don't let you move. But Hatzala She'ein Mitzuyah, like on the incline, which is not normal for a chicken to lay an egg on the incline, there they didn't permit you to move the vessel for something like that's not moved, which is the chicken from the egg, which is the egg from the chicken. Now, Pesh B'Kunjus Rashi explains that Hatzala She'ena Mitzuyah, uncommon saving. They didn't permit you to move a vessel. Says Rashi, that's L'davar She'ena Nitel. That's for something that cannot be moved, which is like the egg over here. And therefore you can't put it beneath the egg to catch it. And therefore, V'garis Bahud de Parach Abayim in the Mesavach. Therefore, he has in the text in the Gemara, when Abaya asks from a Braisa on this interpretation of Rabbah, from a Braisa that says, Nishbulei Chobesh Shal Tevel B'Rish Gagoy, that if, let's say, a barrel of wine of Tevel breaks on the roof of a person's house, he brings the case as tevel, where if you want to bring a vessel, you're allowed to bring a vessel beneath it, and you see that, oh, even though it's Hatzala She'ena Mitzuyah and Hadav She'ena Nitel, the reason why his gear says shall tevel, because the tevel in the Nitel. Untithed produce cannot be moved in the Shabbos because it has no utility, and still you see, you could do Hatzala She'ena Mitzuyah for Hadav She'ena Nitel. That's how Rashi learns. But Kashla Rivot, has a difficulty. Because the igar is but tevel, if the gears in the brice is actually tevel, so then my parak Rav Yosef, then why when we have the second interpretation in Rav Chisda? In Rav Yosef, that he explains for a different reason Rav Chisda holds, you can't put the bowl beneath the egg. Because it's mevatel kli mechon, it's nullifying the vessel from its preparedness, because now you can't move it anymore. Why does then Abai ask me brice achas from a different brice? But if you're talking about a tevel, that makes whatever it's going into mevatel kli mechon, so ask from the same brice. Why ask from a different brice? Void, moreover, asks the Riva, the Beperikol Kisser, the Gemara Leinand of Kofi Zayim Abayz, is Mashmahed, it sounds like explicitly, that we don't have the text in this Braisa that we're quoting over here of Tevel, of a barrel of Tevel that broke. Why? It's not talking about a wine barrel of unprized produce. We're talking about a regular barrel of wine that breaks. How do you know this? Because the Tzaddik say at the end of that Braisa says, if Nizdam Nulaerchen, but if he has gas, oh, then maybe Kliyacha B'chul, then he's allowed to bring another vessel and go and catch the wine that's spilling out from the barrel. Problem is, if it's a barrel of Tevel, what's the point of gas? Who cares? You can't use that wine anyways for a gas because it's Tevel. Rather, Vinir Lefarash, so therefore the Rebbe explains that the Hatzalah Shein Mitzuya, this they would say, that an uncommon saving, a rescue, which is not common, for example, over here, of the egg laying on the incline, they didn't let you do that effort for anything. Even something that can be moved. Even that's not muktzah, which is like the case of the barrel of the wine. Not, nothing to do with tevel. Even though it's something that the wine can be moved, the reason why they don't let you is mishum tircha, because of unnecessary exertion, and that's why they don't let you. And that was what the Gemara's question was. You see, that's a tircha for hatzalah shein mitzuya, and we do let you. And therefore, it has nothing to do with davar shein nitl, according to the interpretation of the Riva. Tenex Teis Div Masel Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, She'ina Mitzui Lo Hitiru. An uncommon rescue, they didn't let. Shteis can explain, why is it, by putting the kli beneath the lamp to accept the shemen, is considered Hatzala She'ina Mitzui? Because the Gemara brought from Rav Chizda that even though they said that a kli tachas tan legel is to accept the beya, that you can't do. But kaifala kli, that it shouldn't break, you could do. So like we said, Rabbi says, the reason is because the egg to lay on the incline is Eina Mitzuya, but in a garbage dump which you have to put a bowl over to protect it is considered Hatzal Mitzuya. So Hatzal Mitzuya they let, Hatzal Shem Mitzuya they didn't. So Tais says, the Vahade Ein Nois Nikli Tachas and Eile Kabbal Shemen, so then why did our Mishnah say you cannot put a vessel beneath a lamp to get the oil? Isn't that something that's common, that the oil could spill out and you want to put a bowl beneath it? So says Tais, yeah, because Chashav Hatzal Shem Eina Mitzuya. Interestingly, that's considered an uncommon saving. Why? Because everyone knows the oil can spill, and everybody usually puts the bowl there from before Shabbos. So therefore, to put a bowl there on Shabbos is considered uncommon, because most people have it there from before Shabbos. And in contrast, when it says, but the sparks, although the Gemara tells us later on that actually it is a common hatzal, and therefore you're allowed to put the bowl to catch the sparks. Yes, why is that common? Because it's not so common for sparks to be, that people should be considered to put a vessel from before Shabbos. Therefore, it's considered a common thing to do on Shabbos, because most people don't do it from Erev Shabbos. In contrast, the halach of the Mishnah, which actually is more common, and therefore actually saving on Shabbos is less common, because you would have done from before Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos it's considered a hatzal she'in mitzuya, and therefore that's actually forbidden to be done on Shabbos.